what I do with it, but we'll do something. If I just read a little bit, why, that's all the Lord wants, that would be sufficient. But in the sixth chapter of Michael, we're going to read some, and I may not pronounce every word correctly, but if you've got your Bible to follow along with us, then you'll know where we're going. And the Bible said, verse, hear ye now what the Lord said, arise, continue before the mountain, and let the hills hear thine voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I worried thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I set before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Ammon, consulted with Balak, the son of Beor. I answered him from Chittim unto Gilgal, that ye might know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself? I before the high God. Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rivers, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thine God. I begin to say, what have I done unto thee? He said, I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. My mind goes back. He said, I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. My mind goes back to one day. Moses was going out to the backside of the desert and to take care, no doubt, of the flock. But there was a teaching. God got his attention through a little bush that was burning and was not consumed. The Lord, has a way of getting our attention whenever he's wanting to deal with us. He said, I will turn aside now and see what's going on. Why this bush is burning and is not consumed. But now he see, draw nigh. Brother, there was a voice. And he said, Moses, take off thine shoes. You're on holy ground. Listen, God wanted to talk to him. God had a message for him. He had a word that he sent him. He said, I have heard. He said, I've seen my people out here to cry.
I've seen their affliction. I've heard their prayers. And he said, I want to send you into Egypt and deliver my people which was in bondage. And then he said, let the hills hear your voice. Brother, listen, you know the story that Moses went to Egypt, brother, to Pharaoh, and he said, God said, I let my people go. Listen today, will the Lord be pleased with us? Listen, from Egypt, and they delivered them out of the bondage of Pharaoh, brother, and sent them on their journey. Listen, to a land which was flowing with milk and honey. Whatever the Lord delivered them, he delivered them by the blood. I was over the doorpost. He said, I will pass through Egypt this night. And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over this house. But whenever they left Egypt, they began to murmur, grumble, and cry. People are still doing the same thing today. God has made it so easy for us to have everything handed to us, and all he wants is to be glorified.
Amen.
All he wants and asks it of us, to love justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before thine God. We still want our stinking way. We won't shut up. We won't hush. Listen and hear. Let the hills hear our voice in prayer. Brother, I can remember from afar off, I could hear somebody praying. How long has it been since you heard a neighbor praying? Just across the yard. Listen, there was a time whenever we could hear men on the mountain praying. The Lord said, my people, what have I done unto you? They said, I testify against me. Listen, they said, I broke you up out of a house of servants. Brother, listen, whenever he sent Jesus to cleanse us from all sins, he made it so easy. He said, if you will call with a righteous heart, he said, ask and you'll receive.
Amen.
Listen, my, this nation, Christianity, it's all about what I want, what I want to do. It's all about me. Brother, listen, we need to come clean, and that was God. Listen today. Oh, he said, I brought you. I set before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Miriam was a high sister. We live in a land today, think a woman ain't got nothing to say or do. But in them days, I don't know why that he said, Miriam, the high sister, I went along with them for some reason. That's who God sent to deliver them. And from all the way, there was only two people which left Jerusalem and got to go into the promised land. And the disciples said, Lord, I will they be? Who will enter in after the kingdom of heaven? He said, there'll be a few that will make it all the way. I'm here to tell you today, we can be one. We can be a little group that can make it all the way home. Amen. And God will see to it.
Amen.
If we'll walk humbly before thine God with a repentant heart. We're repenting, seeking, asking, willing to let Him come into our life, creating us a new person, a holy and undefiled, and that before the Lord. Listen today, He's a searching, a seeking for people to walk humbly and upright before the Lord, and don't care, I'm not ashamed for the mountains to hear their voice and calling on the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rivers? Or will He be pleased with 10,000 rivers of oil? Listen, all He wants is our humbleness and walking upright, loving one another.
Amen.
One of the greatest commandments that Jesus left us is love one another. My commandment that I leave you, love one another. As we walk here, listen. Now that He's saying, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rivers or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul. Listen, God has showed us down through the walks of the Bible, what does He require of you today? What will we have to give up to be pleasing in that unto the Lord? I don't know what you'll have to give up. I don't know what you'll have to overcome. Weighting you down, weighting us down, but we'll have to get rid of it, to be pleasing, and that unto God. Listen, somebody said, I just can't keep from cursing, I can't keep from doing this or that. God said, get rid of it. Our brother will have to get rid of it if we want to go make heaven one day after a while. What will the Lord be pleased? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thine God.
Yeah.
To be happy on a journey is to be prayed up and everything put aside, nothing but the Lord. I want to be pleasing to Him regardless of what it takes. I want to be pleasing in that unto the Lord. And that's how we'll get to heaven. You have the few scattering marks this morning. But Jesus gave His Son. He sacrificed it all. He paid a price. He paid a debt that we couldn't pay. Listen. He went to the cross. He died for our stinking sins. We need to walk humbly before the Lord. Love mercy and do justly. If we do justly and love mercy and walk upright, we'll make heaven right on time. Please, and then unto the Lord. Let us stand. Brother David, come and get a song.